Welcome to another edition of the Zionsville Triathlon Cycling Podcast. You got Bill and Lauren again today, and we're getting ready for our race down at Ironman Chattanooga. And say hi, Lauren.
Howdy, howdy.
So what kind of pre-race stuff do we want to talk about?
Well, could we go into, I guess, what we did to get ready for our race, and maybe, we have some anecdote. I mean, we have basically everything up until the race was fun and good. Then let's talk about the other stuff, but, talk about how, so I guess what we'll kind of start, we went down on Thursday, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah, yep. Think about that. Stayed at a hotel, which oddly enough, we had stayed at four years ago?
A couple years ago, yep.
Yeah, coming back on a trip. So we stayed at the hotel. Just that was a one-night thing because we had a condo for the rest of it. So we come down. Nice and easy drive down. We had lunch somewhere. We did have dinner. Where did we have dinner? We had dinner someplace that was pretty good. I can't remember any of it. My mind is a blank. I'm still hurt. My brain has been fuzzy, so here I'm filling details. But I know we had dinner someplace that was pretty good. It was down the street at the place. I don't remember what it was called, but it was good.
It was a local place.
So we had a good dinner. I think the first thing that kind of happened that's really, really noteworthy is we were sitting in the hotel. Actually, we hadn't even gone to dinner yet.
Right.
Sitting in the hotel, and I happened to check an email and say, I think I just yelled out, like, the guys, the swim is canceled. And of course, my wife Mallory and Bill wrote both.
Yeah, there. Yeah, right. No,
exactly.
You're joking.
You know? You'd be asking with this tonight. I think the first thing I did was hand you the phone. Like, Bill, look here.
Just read it.
Just read it.
And then, sure enough, message was it was canceled.
And they canceled. Most people, it seems like a lot of people know that it was canceled. But a lot of people tell me. Sorry, the people I didn't even know knew what triathlons were. Like, Facebook messaged me. Sorry, the swim was canceled, but. It was canceled because the flow rate was over double what it should be, so it was moving way too fast. And it's one of those things that's – I think it's hard to describe unless you're really, like, kind of by water level, which we were, and just saw how fast it was going.
Yeah,
there's no way you're getting over. Yeah.
They got a ton of rain just before we got there.
Yeah, they were picking my ass up somewhere in Georgia. there's just no way.
And the other issue.
I think the big issue was the – E. coli levels were 20 times the limit.
Which makes me want to jump right in.
Right. Yummy. So that one for me was the big...
No.
I feel like even if the water did calm down.
A little bit, yeah.
But I feel like even with that, I wasn't going to be swimming in that.
Yeah.
I don't even want to swim in that ever again because of that. I mean, I'm sure it'll flush away in the next... couple weeks or a month or however long it takes, but
right.
Next year, or years from now, I'd feel like it's just a E. coli bomb. So yeah, we went out to dinner that night, had a good dinner, found out about the swim everyone's talking about. Next day, went to pick up our packets.
Sit in one of those meetings where they talk about what's going on.
Yeah, that's when we really noticed the water levels. were as high as. So what we were looking at was the part of the run course actually follows a bike path down there. And this bike path was under like 10 feet of water. So they had to change the run. Now, I think it was still underwater come race day, but under race day, it was only like under 2 feet of water. It slowly came back down. You could see. I'm still trying to figure out where the swim in was because I had two varying reports where the swim in was, and one went right by the Southern Bell, which is like a big paddle wheel boat. And yeah, I don't know if that one would have flew with me. I would have turned my ass back around and nope.
you don't like boats being in the water?
No,
next
I do not. I don't like ships. I don't like like a pontoon boat. Fine, you start getting
bigger than that.
Much bigger than a pontoon boat, I start to get a little freaked out.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable with them, but I think everybody should be. I think they're unnatural. I mean, it's unnatural to be in the water with them. It's not unnatural for them to be there. It's just unnatural to be in the water with them. And if you don't believe that, then you're crazy. So I was actually pretty calm. It still wasn't quite hitting me yet. I think I was pretty calm, got my stuff. I feel like maybe tell me what you think. I feel like the first two Ironmans we did had inside, like you're inside when you, inside a building when you checked in. This one you were out, you're in a tent, but it was outside. I felt like it was like a half, it felt like a half check-in, like a half Ironman check-in, not a full Ironman check-in. Did you get that at all?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it didn't have the hoopla or the, I guess the energy levels that you normally get at a big Ironman. So, which we got there first thing Friday morning, and I'd imagine there'd be a lot busier Friday afternoon and Saturday. So,
yeah, we were the second ones in line or something like that, actually.
Right. So they hadn't really geared up quite yet, but, yeah, you're right. It did feel like a smaller race when we were going through. So
I got that feeling. I just not that it was a big deal. The other ones, you know, like Wisconsin's inside the what is that called? The big convention center. That's the one. It's the same thing as the lake, I think.
Oh, the name of the lake. Okay.
Yeah, Medona or anyway, it's in that one. Florida was in that resort, so I don't know. They felt bigger. I guess both of them just felt bigger, but that could be just a silly little thing. That was like one of the first things I noticed. It just didn't seem all Ironman-y. But I mean, I know. So this time we, as some people who listen to this know, and some who maybe don't know me or are listening to it don't know. In 2016, we did Ironman Florida, and the night before, actually the day before, I had lunch somewhere. It caused, I'm assuming, food poisoning, or I got the stomach flu. Mallory swears it's the stomach flu. I thought it was food poisoning. Whatever. It was starting about 6 p.m. the night before the race. I'm yakking until, well, I guess technically until the end of the swim, I think, because I don't think I actually threw up again once I got out of the swim. I had some, like, things wouldn't go in. I kind of almost had to spit them back out, like they wouldn't come, but that was about it for that.
Yeah, that was not good.
The food was very important to me not to make that mistake again. I really didn't want to eat out. I think I said Friday afternoon we'd eat out because we wouldn't be in the condo yet.
Right.
And then starting Friday night, every meal we'd have at our condo we were staying at, which we did, I believe, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We were very good about food in the condo. So.
Yeah. I was trying to think if we did or not, but yeah. So I was a little more on the food thing. We ate really well, had some good dinners, actually. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that time. It was fun. Damon got down Friday night after hitting the Bourbon Trail.
yeah. A little side jaunt there.
yeah, he got in like at 11-something. Lucky enough, we were watching a movie. I don't remember which movie it was, but we were watching a movie, so we were up, so...
Rocky,
that's right. Rocky IV. I mean, you guys watch Rocky IV, which everyone hated except for me. But what a great movie before an Iron Man, Rocky IV.
Get y'all pumped up.
Yeah, it got me all jacked. So we get in. So you know, we knew the swim was canceled, and then they did a TT start. So basically, the pros went off at 8 a.m. and then age groupers started at 8:30, and they were going to be finished by 10. Now, what time did you get on the? Was it 10 o'clock?
I think I got off before 10. I think I got a little before that, yeah. And then they started two cyclists every 5 seconds, right? It was like pretty much a little beep noise would go and send the bikers off. So
I had the beep. Did you have the beep? I thought by your time it was just go, get out of here.
Yeah, it was like by the time they got to my group, it was like just go. It was funny.
Get out of here.
Because the line just started all of a sudden just speeding up. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not ready yet. Because you're just kind of waiting there. You're waiting in line as they line everybody up through the chute to start. You're waiting and waiting, and all of a sudden the line just starts moving really fast. I'm like, whoa. Got to get on the bike and get clipped in.
Even with the 5 seconds, I felt like it
still
it
went
moved
fast.
Pretty fast for me, yeah. Maybe not as... probably not as fast as for you, but it was going through the pretty quick. I do know they told me really early to get one leg over the bike. And I thought,
yes.
I actually didn't even do it. I was kind of looked down later, like, you need one leg over the bike now. I thought, we're still like 50 yards away. What? Why?
Yeah, that was
kind of
early.
Why can't I just get to the line? Like, it was just a really weird request that I didn't really care for. And I did it though, but you know, so. Yeah, morning of went pretty well. We had plenty of time, I guess, to kind of relax. We got down there and just were kind of just sitting there hanging out for a bit. Pumped up their tires. A lot of people's tires were blowing because it was hot out. So I guess there were some people on Facebook saying, you know, hey, just heard about 10 pops, you know, tire blows on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
early evening. And that's we were smart enough to let ours out.
Yeah, some people forget about that. You know, you put your bike out there, you don't think what kind of tire pressure you have when you rack it.
Right.
And when it sits it sits out in the sun all day, it heats up pretty good.
Yeah, and it gets up there. I mean, that happened in Wisconsin. I think it happened in Florida, maybe. I mean, it happens every single race. Right. I remember the worst one was, it was my first race. My first half Ironman was in was Muncie, and I dropped my bike off the day before, which is not mandatory there, and I don't know why the hell I did it, but I took pressure out, and I guess that next morning was they shortened that race because of the heat, but I guess the next morning was chaos because there were hundreds of bikes that had flats.
And oh my god!
Although my seat post had come out, so we have Bill and I probably talked about a bike for these Look 576 Aero bikes. They're a little unique is that they have a masked seat post,
fixed,
and so like the little piece that slips in. Anyway, mine wasn't tightened enough, and with the heat, it slipped out. And when I came back the next day, my seat post sitting on the ground, and my handlebars are racking the thing, and so I had to put it back on, and that was a mess.
Oh boy. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it was you know, no big deal. But yeah, I didn't have any flats, so you know, who cares?
I don't have a seat.
Tons of people had flats. There's a line. Because there's the maintenance people there, there's just a line there. That was crazy. There was a pretty good line in Chattanooga, so.
Yeah, there was.
At least I think what I saw at one point in time, there were probably 20 people in line, and probably all with that problem is my guess. If I had to guess, I'd say that was probably their problem. So,
yeah.
But nonetheless, it was, morning was pretty relaxing. You know, got a good breakfast in, got the morning bathroom breaks in.
Well, we also got to sleep in a little bit earlier or later too, because the race didn't start the normal 7:30 time frame. It was based on your number and where you were in line. So the bigger the number, the later in the day you started. So,
and the only reason we got up early as early as we did is because of me, because I had to turn in my special needs
bags by
7:30.
Yep.
Is that right? 7:30.
Yep. Yeah. 7:30. Yeah. So yeah, if you wanted to use special needs, you had to turn those bags in. That's right.
Otherwise, we probably could have been up at maybe not 7, but like, you know, at least 6. We'd been up by 6 for sure, and
right,
relaxed and done our thing there. So, whatever next time. I used both special needs. I think both were fairly helpful. I don't know if I used the run special needs or not. I know I opened it. I don't know if I actually
you
used
did.
Anything.
You did.
You pulled, did it.
Yeah, because you asked me if I needed some gum and.
You gotta go.
Let's back up a second. Remember, we were talking about not doing the swim, and then people were trying to organize a swim in some local pool,
yeah.
And we're like, "What? How are we going to get 3,000 people through a local pool and finish before 12:30 at night or in the morning?"
At the YMCA, right?
Yeah, like
yeah. That was great.
Yeah, let's get everybody over there and do it. Do it in a pool. Yeah, okay. That'll work.
Yeah, that was going to be – well, yeah, first off, it was a 8-lane, 25-meter pool. So, okay, let's pretend half the people wanted to. So let's say we had 1,400 people there.
Wanted to do two and a half miles.
You better start the day before.
100 people a lane.
Yeah, 100 people put a lane. And you're still going to have to start the day before.
Yeah.
So that was silly. And there people ended up doing it, though.
Did they? I didn't look to see if anybody did.
Who went to the Y. There's some people who did it in their, I guess there's a couple people who did it in their hotel pool.
Oh, that's good.
The 10 meter pool, you know, it's not even that probably. I mean, some of those pools are tiny, whatever, you know.
Okay.
you felt like you had to do it. I did not feel like I had to do it. You know, it's the swim, you're using your arms. I don't kick, so my legs, it doesn't really affect me. Yes, it's going to wear me out more, but I don't. You know, I'm not one of those people that I'm just going to sit here and be like, oh, if I didn't do this swim, I'm not. You know, I may have made a joke about it, but, you know, you finish the race, you finish the race. That's really the most important part.
Well, yeah, like you said, we're still covering how many miles?
It's well, because this one is 144.6, there's 4 extra miles on the bike.
Yeah.
Minus the 2.4, you're still actually doing 142.2, so you're still actually 2.2 miles over. Well, sorry, you're 1.6 miles over the limit, or over
the normal distance, yeah.
What you need to do, yeah. So yeah. It's like, well, I'm doing extra anyway. So, yeah, that didn't bother me. Yeah, it was funny. I thought people were trying to do that. There are people who just left and said, oh, I'm not going to race it. And I thought, I mean, because they still gave away Kona spots. They still, you know, everything still counted. Everything was right. Everything was exactly the same except for you just weren't going to swim ahead of time.
Right.
And there are people who just left. And I thought, man, that's stupid. Just do the rest of the race, you know.
You spend all that money and time.
Well, yeah, even if for some reason you're like, because they didn't give, I don't think they gave, and I could be wrong, so, but I don't think they gave anybody deferrals or anything like that. And I know they didn't get money back, but, you know, at that point in time, just go finish the race you paid for already, finish the race, and that treat it as a training day if you wanted. Hell, sure. If you're like, you know what, fine, today's just a training day, I'm going to ride the bike, I'm doing 116 on the bike, then I'm just going to do a quick 5-mile, you know, run or a 3-mile run and then go home. Okay, we'll do that, you know, and then, I mean, at least get something out, but I don't, right. What do I know? You know, I don't, some of these people just are really, really intense, and obviously we're not one, that's why we kind of started this podcast, we're not the ones that are like, oh man, if I can't say zone 7 the entire time, zone 3, watts, 14.729, I mean, people just, they get so riled up about this crap, and yeah. I'm glad there was no swim. And I wasn't mad. And there were people who were like, you know, I don't care. I'll swim in it. We'll be fine. No, you're not swimming in 20 times, you know, the limit of E. coli. You go ahead. You're an idiot. It's not even a river anymore of water. It's just, you're swimming in poop.
Sludge.
All the brown water. Yeah. Gross. So, yeah. No, so, I guess leading up to race day, although we're kind of there, we actually kind of started, you know, we talked about a little bit of the start, which was the bike, but yeah. Leading up to race day, I felt great. I felt really good. I will say this, looking back, there is definitely one thing I will change. And this will be for any race I ever do. I will grab a hotel earlier, which this time, maybe I'll blame you a little bit.
I dragged my feet signing up. So,
well, I had a suite room, and I actually meant to get it. It really wasn't your fault. It was me. I was just thinking. I was like, oh, I don't know, you know, because it was a 2-bedroom. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. But where we stayed was at the top of a very large hill.
Mountain.
Yeah, it was. So if you're ever in Chattanooga and you cross the pedestrian bridge. To the north side Chattanooga, North Chattanooga, or whatever they want to call it. They believe it's called, but north. You go north on this pedestrian bridge. Where that pedestrian bridge ends, you can go right or left or straight. And straight is becomes a regular road. Look at that road. We were at the top of that thing. It's called Franklin Road? Forest Road.
Forest Avenue.
Holy crap. It's straight up. And then you get to the top of that, and then it goes up even more. And that's where we were at. And I just, that was... we walked that the day before.
And we were complaining how hard it was to walk up that hill.
Well, Friday we walked it at least twice, and Saturday at least twice on Friday. We
were carrying groceries up.
Yeah.
Walking up with groceries from the store. Like, wow.
That's a workout. Saturday we did it once, I know.
Yeah.
But I think that wore me out. I mean, because that was... You know, that's a mile each way uphill. So that was 6 miles of, like, harder than normal walking, plus all the other walking we had done. We probably did, you know, 20 miles worth of walking that week, that weekend. But,
but
the hills were brutal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was sweating. So I think that didn't help.
No. Yeah, it would have been nice to stay over on the south side.
Yeah, stay in those hotels right down there. That would have been the play. And you know what? I thought about it, like, when the swim canceled, It was Friday. We weren't going to get our – the problem was we wouldn't have gotten any money back on the condo, but I thought about calling a couple of hotels and saying, hey, you know, did you have some people leave, essentially? Did people left, you know, can we get their room? But I don't know if I wanted to double up on payments because they were just going to charge us, you know, $300 and $400 a night.
Right, yeah.
Or more. So well, I mean, I'm good.
The condo was great just because we could make our own meals. We were in control of our own food. We didn't have to go anywhere. So that's really what we wanted. We didn't. I mean, we knew we weren't going to go out and eat in restaurants. So just to avoid that issue, you had at Florida. So I mean that was.
Oh, Florida. The ironic thing, we stayed in a condo in Florida too. That was first off right by this. I mean, we were what, a quarter of a mile from the start.
If that, yeah, it was pretty close.
It was. Yeah, it was glorious because that day, I remember that morning. By the time my butt got out of bed and got going, we walked over to the resort where it started, walked through the resort. I had to go to the bathroom again. Came out of the bathroom. I think by the time I came out of the bathroom, everybody was gone, or maybe I had to go back to the bathroom because when we lined up on the line, the gun had already gone off. Like, we were walking to the swim start when the gun went off.
Yeah, we were one of the last ones out of there.
I think we may have been the last ones.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We were real close. We were walking up the line. It moved because it seemed like it moved in no time. Like, we walked up the line. It was kind of like, okay. And they did it a little differently. I wouldn't call it a mass start, but it was a line, and you just kind of go, start walking in the water because there's lots of places to go. But in Wisconsin, we were at a hotel that was not as far away as we were this time, not as close as we were in Florida, so somewhere in between. It wasn't too bad, but if another one of these happens, I will make sure to find a condo. I think that was good for us, and try to find as close as possible to the fewest amount of hills.
Yeah, as long as it's not super steep.
Yeah, that as I don't think helps. So, I guess now we can kind of start about talk about the race a little bit. We'll start with, of course, the bike. I went off before you, and I actually had a pretty good start. I kind of went off, and I come from a cycling background, so I just kind of, get in that time trial mentality where you just go, you basically sprint, get up to speed, and start cruising. So I caught like the first like four people ahead of me right away and dropped the guy that was with me. But that was just because I just went out and then I got into a groove and I was cruising.
Yeah, you did well.
I did. Yeah, the bike was good for me. I actually had to purposely slow myself down. I did get my legs started to get tired around mile 80, 90, and they started cramping around 70. I tried to control the cramps. I just couldn't stand and climb. So it slowed me down. So I just slowed everything down. But I didn't feel as terrible as you'd think. There are two stories I think I from the bike I want to tell. The first one is we're coming up for the – we've been doing some rollers and a couple little climbs, but – coming around, there's a turn up ahead, like it's straight and goes left. And as I'm cruising, this guy comes up and kind of gets next to me. He's like, man, we just got to do this thing twice. And I was like, oh, is a hill coming up? I had no idea. I haven't pre-ridden this course at all. Oh, yeah, this is the big hill everyone's afraid of. This one's rough. This one's rough. This is the big boy. It's like, oh, shit. It's like just long and it's steep. It's like, oh, okay, crap. So he keeps him going past me, and then I turn left and I see it, and I'm like, okay, well, there's probably more to it. I see the hill, and I bet you I'm thinking, because it looks like it turns left. And I was like, yep, that's just one of those, like, you go and turn left, keeps going, and it turns right and keeps going. So I start cruising. I felt pretty good. So the first lap, I'm probably averaging like 15, 16 up this thing. Maybe 14, 15 up this thing, but I've got a good pace. Mm-hmm. I've already dropped into my low gear up front, preparing for really steep and long. But I am halfway in my cassette in the back, and I'm really just moving up this thing. And I passed the guy, that one guy, and I said something like, yeah, the first part's easy. He goes, we were close to the top at this point in time. We're close enough. He goes, this is it. And I was like, oh, really? Crap, that's pretty easy. And I said, I guarantee you I won't say it the second time, which I didn't. The second time was a little bit harder. I was in my second lowest. I don't know if you know this. I never had my lowest gear on my cassette, my easiest gear on my rear cassette.
Okay. All right.
I never had my easiest back there because the tension on my cable was all of a sudden too much and it would just pop back. So that's something I'll have to look at. I don't know what the heck that's all about, but neither here nor there, I didn't have that. So I did that pretty well. The other one was, it was around my second loop. I was actually getting close to that hill. I remember I had a train of people pass me, and I had two people pass me right away, and then I had this train of about six people pass. And I vaguely remember their jerseys, because like three of them, to me it looked like three of them were the same. I thought, what the heck, you know? And the other three, I either didn't see if they were the same or they weren't the same, but three of them were the same. Didn't think anything of it. You know, they're kind of riding together. They're all riding within the drafting distance. Maybe they're all making the move. You know, they're all trying to, you know, there are times on these courses where you can't help but the draft. You're staying in a draft and you're not really drafting. You're just trying to
keep moving.
Yeah. Because you don't want to, the thing I don't like about the drafting rule is if some guy comes up next to you, as soon as he comes up next to you, you're supposed to slow down. And I thought, well, I'm in a race. I don't want to slow down.
Right.
I don't mind it's just letting him pass.
Do that. Yeah.
But then when you get a guy who won't pass, then you're like, okay, come on, buddy. You need to pass. I had a couple guys that did that. They would get in front. They'd pass me like at, say, 22 miles per hour. So they're moving. All of a sudden, they'd be doing like 17. And that I'd be doing 18. So I'd, come on, you know. So I try to back off. And very frustrating. This one was not. But I thought, you know, I honestly gave these guys the benefit of the doubt and said, you know what? They're moving by. Maybe they're just all trying to make a move. It's kind of weird that some have the same jersey, but maybe they're all just trying to make moves here and they're just getting bunched up. Because it's also, there was a lot of people in front of me to be passed. So you can't go three wide, really, or you're not really supposed to, and most people don't. So I didn't think much of it. What I found out was it was the next day, Damon, who was with us, said something about, did you see the message board? Now, I did not get on the message board for this one, mainly because the last time I was on the message board, I was freaked out by jellyfish in Florida. And then Wisconsin was that the big 12-foot python that they found or something like that. So I wasn't on them, but I looked it up. And I guess there are a ton of people complaining about these four guys all in the same bike shop jerseys drafting each other the entire race. And really? One of them got a Kona slot.
You're kidding.
Yeah, and that's the big – so it's funny enough, he was like, oh, it's a big to-do. This guy – first off, he pointed out when it was just a – like he said something and like two people responded. I actually want to look this up. But I looked it up. I looked it up the day after maybe. Hold on. I got to look this thing up here.
Well, yeah, I noticed a few groups doing that too, where it appeared like they were drafting and not necessarily passing correctly. And I didn't see a bunch of it, but I did see a couple groups doing that.
Yeah, and you see a couple people do it, and I didn't really, like I said, think. Here we go. Ironman Chattanooga. What's it? 2016 or 2018? Sorry. Here we go. Okay, I'm just trying to find the page. So. Let's see where. Oh my God! Come on, people. This may be. Oh, I need the non-Ironman official page. I bet.
Okay.
Well, there's like, you know, there's like one that's like the official Ironman page, and the one
right.
So it's not.
Yeah.
Not, okay. So, why is it so hard to find now? I literally found this like 10 times in a row.
Maybe they banned it. You're not allowed to see it anymore.
Well, they might have. So it got. I looked at it, and maybe not yesterday, but the day before, it had 600 and something replies. 600. And I was like, oh, man. So people were going crazy because people had seen these guys. And I think part of it was some people just said, you know, the bike shop's a good guy and all that stuff because they felt like they were coming down on the bike shop and the owner. Which I don't know if that was the intent or not, but yeah. Okay, here it is. How many comments? Oh, wait, 87. No, it had like 600 and something. Anyway, yeah, like, China, please read. There's a ton of Oh, maybe I looked at that in 600 posts in this thread. Okay, 87 comments. Anyway, a ton of comments on this thing. So these guys got caught, essentially. Now, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're going to try to catch them and do anything about it. But I did witness these guys pass me, and they did look like that. But I gave them the benefit of the doubt, given that it just looked like it was like your normal just getting around people and just kind of like a crowded, bunched up.
Right, yeah.
So wait, what was your bike like? Tell me about your bike. That was something long.
My bike went pretty well. I was pretty happy with it overall. I started out a little quicker than I wanted to, but it goes back to the trying to follow the rules of drafting.
Yeah,
and just the sheer number of people on the course, you can't just ride your comfort zone because you'll eventually run across somebody that's not doing the exact same speed you are. So you've got to pass, and the volume of people out there is that. You'll be, let's say I'm riding 18 miles an hour. The guy in front of me is running 17 and a half. So I'm slowly catching him. And I pass him, but there's another guy right in front of him that now I've got to pass him because I'm still in that draft zone. So I got to pass the other guy. And I'm eventually creeping my speed up over distance faster than I want to go, only to avoid penalties. Or getting caught for drafting. So
passing the guy going 16, so you do 17 and a half, then you have to pass the next guy that's doing 17 and a half, so you go 18 and a half. So by the time you get done, you're doing like 27. Like, what am I? Yeah, no, I get you.
So you're like, man, this is crazy. If I keep going at this rate, I'm going to, you know, I won't be able to finish. So there are times where, you know, I'm in the drafting zone. You know what? Screw it. I'm not going to pass this guy. I need to back off a little bit. So if the ref had been there, right when I did that, I probably would have been penalized, but he wasn't, so I made out, you know, it was no big deal. But if you were strictly following the rules, you would eventually just be going crazy fast, and there's no reason.
Or crazy slow. I think that is, I agree, that's a huge problem. If you, they obviously, and I hope they have leeway, I hope they see, like, when people, like, they see the, like, okay, this guy isn't meaning to cheat. You know, I see that he's doing this. We'll maybe have to give him a little slap on the wrist, like, hey, you, don't do that. But at the same time, he doesn't have an option, because if they give everybody a penalty, and I'm worried they don't see it a lot, first off, if they give everybody a penalty, good Lord.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'd have a lot of penalties. Yeah. Because sometimes you just don't get around people.
Well, yeah, that was the other thing. I'm starting to pass, and all of a sudden they speed up. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Now I can't pass because he's going faster than I can go. I'm like,
That's one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, if somebody speeds up, I usually give them a little bit of a, hey, you. But I don't say, hey, you. I say things like.
So, nice. At about the halfway point, I said, you know what? I'm not worrying about it. If I get a penalty, I get a penalty. And luckily I didn't, but I just tried to ride the second lap a little more controlled and a little more at a pace that I felt comfortable with. So first lap went a little faster than I wanted to. Second lap was more in line with what I was hoping to do. So overall I finished, I think I was shooting for a 7-hour bike ride and I did 640 something. So I was pretty happy with that.
What I did.
640 or 641 maybe. But anyway, so yeah, bike went great for me. Other than just frustration with the trying not to draft or get caught for drafting. So
I heard the people the motorcycle a couple times, and it was like one of those things. Like, I'm in the middle of making a pass, but maybe I'm making as fast as I could. I'm like, oh, I better make this better here, oh boy. And yeah, you get people kind of yeah. See, actually, I was looking at the results. I was going to try to find, what is my bib? I have it right here in front of me. I don't remember what my bike was. You said you're 6 hours and something?
Yeah, about 641, I think. Okay. I was pretty happy with that.
I was 628.
So, yeah, you were flying.
I averaged 17.29. So, and that's actually with a long, such a long, at the special needs. Lady comes up to me. So, you don't get your bag. There's people doing it. Because I actually was farther than most cyclists had made it. Like, I made it farther. Let me put it this way. I was closer to the line, like to the bags than most people were, because they would yell it out from farther, but I didn't know that. So by the time I realized that, this girl comes up, what's your number? I said, 1655. She goes, okay. So she runs back, she comes up, she hands the person behind me their bag. I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, 1655. Okay. She kind of gives me that point, points at me. She runs and she gets a bag. She hands it to somebody else. And I go, 1655. I just start yelling it, like hoping somebody will get it.
Hello.
And, I'm pretty sure it was another girl like brought me my bag finally. So then at this point in time, I've been sitting there for a while. Like that all it didn't happen quite that fast. So, and plus I actually smoked past. I didn't realize it was the special needs area. So I had to like get over. I went too far. I had to come back.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm getting everything in that bag, just shoving it in my pockets as fast as I can, which was pretty ridiculous. My pockets were loaded. I probably didn't need all of it, but I was like, I'll just take it all. So then I got going. That was a little interesting, but it slowed me. I'd say it slowed me down. So probably not that much, but that was a little bit of a cluster. So you got to the. Hey, good bike. We both had good bikes, I think.
Yep.
Anything under 7 hours is a good bike.
Yeah, for 116, yeah.
Yeah. How was your – so you got onto the run.
Well, I got a story for you in transition.
Oh, yeah. Give me that one.
So there's a changing tent. When you get off the bike, they take your bike for you. You run into the tent. You grab – or you get your bag as you're going in the tent and your change bag, and then you go in the tent, and you just think, oh, man, I'm finally off the bike. I can relax. And you walk into this tent, and it's like a sauna because it's been baking in the sun all day. You walk in, it's like at least another 10 or 20 degrees hotter than it is outside. And you walk into this tent, and you're just like, oh, I can't deal with this. So my transition time, I think, was like 19 minutes. Crazy, crazy long.
Nice and easy.
So I find a chair no one's sitting in, and silly me, I've got compression socks for the run, and trying to put those silly things on when your feet are wet is just like crazy. It's like that. Yeah. I think that took 10 minutes just trying to get in my socks. But I got in there, I got all changed, and eventually made it out in like 19 minutes. So that was a speedy transition.
So that mine was about 9 minutes or so. So I didn't have really all the drama you did. I was just excited to get naked and get out of those damn shorts. Put on my running shorts. So we're a little freer. I did have a guy in there. He was talking to another, I assume a friend of his. He's like, oh yeah, but bike was pretty easy. I had a buddy just dare me to do it, so I did it. I haven't really trained much. That bike wasn't too bad. I have a story about him seeing him later on. Actually, I saw him later on. In the medical tent, which tells you where the story's going, saw him in the medical tent, and he was in street clothes, and I guess he made it like 5 miles on the run, and it was like done, just like left, and he went to go.
he was done after 5 miles.
maybe it was 10, maybe 13, the halfway mark. Actually, when I think about it, and I think then he just like walked home.
Okay.
Like walked back to his condo. He's like, nah. Then he came back because he still wasn't feeling good. But so that was funny. You always get a guy like, oh, no, it's my first one. I did one sprint. I'm pretty much ready to go. Yeah, no, you really are. It was the same thing. I got out in the run. I started running right out of transition. Like I got out of the tent and I'm running. So it was probably while I was still running, probably through transition because I wasn't sure where it was at. And I was like, okay, so I'm running and I had a plan to do. Run 4 minutes, walk 1 minute. They made it one. I walked a minute, and I ran again for 4 minutes. Then I walked, and I started walking more, and then I actually switched it up to walk 4 minutes, run a minute. And I kept looking for you, because you were behind. I knew you were behind me at this point in time.
Yeah.
I kept looking for you, and I think it was mile like 7 or 8 when I saw you.
No, I think it was later. I thought it was more closer to like 10 or 11, something like that. But
it may have been maybe 10 because it was. I don't think it was up the hill. It was I went up that first big hill on that backside. It was up the next hill, maybe
the next
somewhere around there. I saw
the next
yeah.
one. Yeah.
So call it 10. We'll say. I saw Bill at that point in time. I was hurting pretty bad. You looked pretty good.
Yeah, I. After being stepped on by a horse a couple weeks ago, it's like my foot was hurting, but overall my legs felt good. Yeah, I was just dealing with the pain in my foot from being stepped on. So, I was doing the walk run thing as well, where I'd run for a little bit, walk for a little bit, run for a little bit. Well, it wasn't more of a run, it was more like a slow jog, but
that
combination of jogging and walking seemed to work really well.
Yeah, it was Mallory kind of, I mean, Mallory didn't invent that obviously, but she started using it, and it's worked out a lot better than I thought it was going to, and I will probably use it for a half to help me get under 6 hours is my guess. And it may help me. I might have to run a little bit more, but you caught up to me about mile 10. I was hurting. I'd been the cramping was pretty consistent, but I was just popping back salt like crazy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like even though you cramp a lot, it's hard to get in front of it.
When you get to that point, it's just
usually on halves. If I cramp, I do 2 licks of salt and walk for a little bit and get some water, and I'm good. And then I'll do 1 lick, and then I'll forget it again and cramp up, and you have to do 2. But usually I can get on top of it pretty quickly. This one I could not get on top of it. I think by mile 13, after he finishes, it's back 4 miles, the last three or four miles, mm-hmm. is pretty hilly.
Yeah, the north side of the river is very hilly. Yeah.
We walked almost all that. We jogged a little bit. I think I finally was able to jog down a hill. And
yeah, when we got back to the south side of the river, you and I ran a little bit. We did that. Well, yeah. We stayed with the jog for a minute, walk for 4, jog for a minute, walk for 4. So we kind of flipped it there, but we were attempting to jog for a while. So
yeah, that's pretty much where my race went to shit was.
Well, we were also trying. We were watching the clock, and we were thinking, well, if we just walk it in, we should be able to get within the limit.
If we walked it in, if we walked at a normal pace, which let's call it 18 minutes. I don't know, 18-minute pace. We were gonna finish. Let's call it 17 minutes. Anyway, 18-minute pace. We were gonna finish at like 11:30.
Yeah, within the time frame.
It's plenty of time. Because the 12:40 was a cutoff. We were going to be within an hour out of that. So we thought no problem. The problem was me and my body started a epic shutdown, mm-hmm. Which is really the only way to describe it. I don't really know how else to describe it. A shutdown. I bet you by mile 13... I bet you that was as deep as I've ever been into the pain train or whatever you want to call it. That's as deep as I've ever taken it.
Yeah, and I hadn't seen you like that before either, so I was a little very concerned for you.
Well, that was mile 13.
I'm talking later in the race, but okay, go ahead.
Well, 13 was as far as I'd probably ever taken it, because my legs hurt earlier than that, and like I was just tired and I was struggling, didn't feel great. But usually that's probably by mile 13, 14 is probably about the worst that I had ever been. But by the time we hit mile, we take this main highway and then we turn left and take essentially a long bike trail.
Bike trail.
I think that bike trail is where it really started to go wrong for me. That's where I had to stop and lay down. But I was there thinking about this. Well, not by the very end, because by the very end, one major thing kind of stood out. But by mile, let's say 18, my legs were not working well. Yeah. I could not breathe. I was yawning every 30 seconds to a minute. I couldn't keep my eyes open, which is a really weird one. I had headache. I was cramping. I was dry heaving.
Yeah, you were having trouble intaking either liquids or solids at that point.
Yeah. Nothing was coming up, and then I guess I was swervy a little bit while I was walking.
Yeah, you were struggling to stay straight. Yeah.
Yeah. I was. So my race just that pretty much sums up where mine is. And by mile 20, by mile like 20, maybe, I think, it was a mile 20 where Damon and Mallard, were they with us for 2 miles when it all
mile,
went south?
About a mile and a half or so, yeah, something like that.
Okay. It was mile like 22 is where I evidently went down in some grass and was unable to stand back up and attempted to crawl, but you guys wouldn't let me.
We're not going to let you crawl 4 more miles. Well,
evidently, Mallory said I couldn't even crawl. Like, she was like, you weren't even crawling. Like, you couldn't even crawl right. You were just so, like,
yeah,
you weren't even crawling.
It was not a good thing there.
So, yeah, got pulled. So, there was my race ended. You could have kept going. You didn't. I appreciate that. That was, you're a good friend. I don't.
We're in this together, so.
Yeah, we're in this crazy little thing called Iron Man together. So, I ended up going to the medical tent, which I started to, I don't remember going to there, by the way. I don't remember the.
Oh, you don't even
how
remember
I
that?
Got there.
Wow, okay.
Like vaguely. I remember like having like a couple people had to get me up. I remember getting in something, like a vehicle.
Yeah, it was like a high-powered golf cart with a back. It had a pickup truck back. It was kind of cool looking.
Oh, okay. Was I in the back? Was I kind of?
No, you were in the seat up front. So.
Okay, I don't remember all that. I remember, and I don't really remember getting to the medical tent. I remember being like sitting down. I remember this lady talking to me.
Okay.
I was there for what 45 minutes, maybe. A good 45 minutes, maybe, yep. An hour. 45. Yeah. It took them forever. I will say they do a great job. I'm sure Iron Man does a great job, but this lady kept on like, she's like, I'll come back in 10 minutes. And like my heart rate was staying high. I couldn't drink water because it was making me nauseous. And it took her 30 of those minutes. She's like, well, maybe we'll get you an anti-nausea pill. Okay, whatever. Just, you know. And so she comes back and, well, I think they're going to give you an IV. Okay. But then it was like another like 10 minutes. She came back and took my blood pressure again or something like that. And she was doing great. She couldn't give. She couldn't do anything. And the EMT just was not like coming around. I don't know what he was doing, but he wasn't focusing. So it wasn't her fault. But I finally just said to her, listen, can I go? Just let me go. I promise I'll drink water. Let me go. I don't want to be here anymore. I just want to go home. I want to go lay in bed. I can barely sit. Like, sitting hurt.
Wow.
So she let me go, and then we took us another 45 minutes to walk half a mile or whatever to get across that bridge.
Well, luckily Damon got the car, so he didn't have to walk up that hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he actually parked. He brought the car down and was like, I don't know, 20 feet up the hill in the parking lot. And Mallory was at the bottom, and she goes, no, no, no. She texts Damon and goes, get down here on the corner. We'll be at the corner. We're not even walking 20 feet up a hill because she was carrying me.
Wow. Okay.
I was leaning on her and whatnot. I just couldn't, it's one of those races. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know where it went wrong. I'm going to assume nutrition, was something. Assuming my nutrition went wrong, or I didn't keep on top of it, or maybe I pushed too hard on the bike, which I'm sure I probably did push too hard on the bike, but even then I don't think I should have that kind of epic blow up because I was doing a lot of walking, but, it happened. It might be a sign that I shouldn't be doing Ironmans. I don't know. It's very disheartening because of what happened in Florida.
Right.
Although that technically wasn't really this was my fault in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
You know,
Florida
whether
wasn't.
I didn't get,
yeah, Florida wasn't.
Yeah, Florida wasn't. Florida was. I really didn't have. I guess I had control over it, but not like I mean, I had to eat, so I was eating, and I didn't think anything of it. Where. Which, you know, I guess looking back at it, I did have control over. I should have been eating in our condo that we had that we didn't use, but this one was just an epic. Yeah. It was some sort of blow up. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Actually, I don't know if you know this, but, I haven't been right. Today's the first day I felt normal.
Really? Okay.
Monday was squirrely, but you know, that's the day after. Tuesday I was pretty squirrely and did not feel good all day, and especially not that night. Yesterday I was like real cloudy. Like I couldn't think of things. I was really struggling. Yesterday was a struggle for me too.
Okay. But so, today you feel better, right? Or?
Yeah, today I'm feeling almost back to normal.
That's good.
My legs feel fine. I actually ran on Tuesday. We did the 4-1, and for the first 2 miles I ran, and the last mile I think I walked most of it.
Okay.
Because my legs were pretty tired then. But I mean, I didn't ride yesterday because we had the hilly coming up, but yeah, I don't know what it was. And I was actually worried if I didn't feel really good today, like I didn't feel right today, I was going to think about not riding in the hilly. I'll still go down there, but I wasn't going to ride in it. But I'm feeling, my legs feel better. I want to do something. I'm kind of antsy to get out and do something. So,
well, good.
I'll go out and do something.
All right.
Yeah, but you had to go probably right back to work with the horse stuff too, didn't you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't think I could have done that. I mean, I don't think I could have physically done it.
Okay. Yeah, I felt pretty decent this week, even though we didn't do too well in the run portion of the event. But my foot feels better, my legs feel good, so yeah, I'm about ready to start exercising again.
Yeah, just get a nice little. This won't be a nice little ride, I guess. This will be a tough little ride, but I think I'll be okay with it. I don't think it'll be too difficult.
And you've done it before.
I mean, yeah, I've done it before. It's hard. Don't go around the hilly 100. It's not easy, but I think I'll be able to do both days.
Okay. All right.
That sounds maybe cocky now, but obviously the bike, I'm okay. It's just I can't run with a shit.
That's right.
I am getting sick of buying things from these damn races and then not finishing the races and feeling guilty when I use them. Now this Chattanooga. I did wear the Chattanooga shirt one day. It doesn't fit right. They make them for people 5'6".
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. Not a size like us, so they're very short. But I've got this Chattanooga coffee mug, and it's like, man, didn't really like. Do I not use it? I didn't earn it. I'm like, I earned it. I went 138 miles.
Yeah, you earned it.
I don't know if I earned that. I got a shirt and a water bottle. That's why I think what I had. I got a water bottle too. I get a water bottle from every race. So,
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, good race. What do you think? You think you're going to do another one?
Yeah, I'll probably do another one. I enjoy them, even though we didn't have the greatest race. I still enjoyed it. I love being out there with you on the run, even though we weren't really running that much. The other thing too is having support there during the race makes a big difference. I mean, Mallory and Damon being there, just that made it go a whole lot better than if we were just there by ourselves. So having support that there is a big help.
I would agree with that. Yeah, that was nice having them there and knowing we're going to see them. I was a little bummed we didn't see him. I think on the run, I was hoping to see him more. I needed that kind of pick me up, and we did not see them very much in the run. I only saw him when I basically right before I met you, and we didn't see him after that because they had gone to move someplace else.
Right. Yeah.
And at that point in time, we didn't see him again until that a little before that same spot. I imagine they started walking backwards with my.
Yes.
And they started. Yeah.
That's
so,
what they did. Yeah.
Whatever, they were there, so that was nice. I don't know why I'm bitching about it, but it was I definitely like doing it. I like doing the run part with you. I feel bad because I was a little out of it. Usually when I'm out of it, I don't talk much because I just don't talk much. I just feel so terrible.
Right.
But
yeah.
You know, hopefully, I think next time I just got to train a little more for the run. Although I thought I did a pretty good job. I think I missed out on the. I don't know. I just don't know. I wish I had an explanation. You know, Florida was, I was puking every 24 minutes and puking a lot. This wasn't, I was dry heaving a little bit this time, but that wasn't the same. I don't know what happened. Anyway, till next time. So if we did a, till the next race, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
What race do you think you'd want to do? Do you have one in mind?
No, I'll probably do a 70.3, next one.
Well, I mean, do you have a full in mind, I guess I should say?
No, I haven't picked a full one out yet. I know we talked about it a little bit while we were down in Chattanooga, trying to figure out what it would be. But I don't have anything picked out. So.
Yeah, I was looking at, there's Cork. I don't know. It seems like there's so many cool races. Mallory actually did a rundown for me of the ones with the easiest bike and run and swim and stuff like that, which is really cool of her. You know Florida's still open, by the way?
It is?
Yeah.
And that's next month, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Oh no, it's sold. Okay, it's foundation spots. Whatever. What a crock.
Well, you could do Louisville next month or next weekend or a week from now, whatever it is.
I think that one is
still open.
Oh, it is.
I looked at it this morning. It's open.
Oh, it still has a tier 4 entry too. Oh shit. Well,
I'll be out of town. I won't be able to do it. But I seriously was thinking that when I woke up this morning. You said, you know what? I'm already fit. I think if I find some what's left in the year, what can I get to?
See, I don't think I could be ready for that race because I think after this setback, I don't think my body would be ready for it.
Right. Yeah, that's too soon. Yeah.
Yeah, I need one. Honestly, I need one. There's one in I'm just going to make noises until I get it. It's the North American Championships in Texas. That one's April 27th. I think that would be a perfect one. The problem in Indiana is training in the winter.
Yes, that makes it tough. So, yeah.
Makes it BS is what it does. Yeah. I can't stay in a trainer for 2 hours. So, okay, well, I guess the good news is that I guess our take from this is, you know, that was really want to just give people a good rundown, let people know what we were thinking during the race, give a brief what happened, and it sounds like we may do another one. I don't know. I'm on the fence. Okay. I said right away I wouldn't, but now it's like, you know, you want vengeance on the... I don't know if I want to do Chattanooga again. I liked it. I'm sure it was a great race. You know what? I tell you what, I'm going to say this. The three races I've done, obviously two of them I've had to not finish, which really sucks. It makes me feel really terrible. But and so maybe that's why I didn't like the venues as much. But man, as of right now, my favorite venue by a landslide is Wisconsin.
Madison is a good town. I enjoyed that one too. That was.
I mean. I loved everything about that race, getting ready for it. This one was pretty good getting ready for it. Even the race wasn't, you know, terrible. I was never as – and I don't even think I trained. I think I trained harder for this one than I did that one, which is weird. But I went a lot slower on the bike. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm tempted to do that one again.
Okay.
They took out the big hill.
They did?
So, yeah.
Wow. There was a lot of up and downs in that one.
Yeah.
That was definitely a tougher bike ride than Chattanooga.
Oh, yeah. Chattanooga was cake.
Well, compared to Madison.
Sorry, let me rephrase this.
And the elevation change was similar, wasn't it? I mean, is there a big difference in elevation change?
I can tell you. I think 30... Wisconsin is
like 4,500 or something, or
40-something, 4,200. Well, it won't let me actually view details.
Chattanooga is like 3,800 or something like that.
Yeah, it's bigger. So okay. I still think if people are looking, I tell them I still think that's the one to do. It was just so much fun. That the finish line was fantastic. This finish line looked like it could have been fun.
Finish lines are going to be good everywhere.
Florida, I didn't think it was that great. Yeah. And I was there watching you, so I guess, what do I know? But you liked it?
Well, I mean, it's always lined with tons of people cheering you on, so that's, you know, not that much different. I mean, well, I guess Louisville is supposedly really, really nice finish downtown.
Yeah, the 4th Street Live, yeah.
Yeah.
So, by the way, 4,120 is Ironman... Wisconsin's bike elevation.
Okay.
And wrong one. Wrong. Well, I was going to see what Louisville's was too, because those are pretty close.
Okay.
But Chattanooga's is 3,000. Oop, nope. Skip three. No, wait. That can't be right. 4,808 feet.
Oh, so they are pretty similar then.
Well, that's a lot more. It did not feel like a lot more.
No, it didn't.
I don't know. It's, okay. I don't. That doesn't seem right to me. Okay. Whatever. Yeah, whatever. We'll discuss that on a different one, bike elevations. I think we're going to try to do another podcast. This one was, we meant to do it earlier, and that was my fault. I kind of forgot about it. But I'm going to try to do one. I will not have Bill with me, unfortunately, down at the Hilly, but I do plan on potentially doing some down there at the Hilly with the team. So,
yeah, get the team involved. They'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get, especially after some drinks at night. Ooh, it should be fun. I'll have to figure out how to do it on my phone. So maybe we'll have a couple people record it in case I botch mine or something like that, because I more than likely will. So we won't have our technical expert down there. So yeah, we'll have hopefully some from the Hilly, and then we'll kind of go back to then. I think because we've done the bike tech stuff, 1 and 2, I think we'll be moving on to run and swim, and we'll be calling Brandon for that one. So for the run one.
Yep. Sounds good.
So we have some good ones coming up. So hopefully this maybe helped. If you're thinking about Chattanooga, that was our experience. The city was fun, but just don't stay on the north side. Don't take too far from the race start.
That's right.
So, all right. I want to thank some sponsors.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got the sponsors. Can't forget about them.
Be Happy Peanut Butter. Thank them. They, I think I dove into a jar for that, for recovery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was quite delicious. So, yeah, and then we got WRG Digital, who helps us put on this podcast. Without them, we wouldn't have it. We wouldn't have the technology. We'd have a tape. We'd be sending everybody a tape or something like that.
Yeah, read it on paper.
Yeah, read it. Here's a paper copy. Enjoy. So thanks. Big thanks to our sponsors.
Yeah,
yep. Oh, sorry. Yep. Go ahead. So we keep interrupting each other now.
Nope. Interrupt. Century 21 Sheets, Lauren Long Realtor.
That's right. That's right.
Big sponsor for us, too.
Probably the biggest sponsor.
Biggest one, yeah. Biggest and most important one.
As far as size wise, he's probably the. Am I calling myself fat? I'm just big boned.
Just big boned.
Yeah, I'm glad to do it. Like I said, if anyone ever wants, like a free market analysis of their house, that's something that we do for a team. For anybody, I'll do it. But yeah, cool.
Right.
Till next time, we'll have a fun one here down at hopefully down at the Hilly. Hopefully, we'll be able to get something. Like I said, more than likely, should have some drinking and being involved, so it should be pretty funny. It may not be very cycling and triathlon topic-y, but it should be humorous.
Yes, it'll be a good time.
So, if not, we'll go to a running. We'll patch it in with maybe one of the other ones and go from there. So. Thanks everybody for listening, and until next time.
Until next time. Great.